now, you get to where you want to be, because I'm living my dreams. Yes, honey, we are living our dreams. It is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Like, I can't even believe today is Thanksgiving. The day is almost over right now. I'm just now leaving the house, you know, to get some food. I'm headed to my friend's house. I'm so excited. I was going to say Harlem, my son's godparent's house, but I didn't know if you guys wanted to know all of that. But, you know, this is the Naima Bee Show, so of course you guys wanted to know. I got, that's where you guys are tuned in, right? Because we love each other. We vibe together. We have a relationship. You know what I'm saying? We're building, you know what I mean? This is progress. This is the beginning, you know what I mean? This is square one. Square one of the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Next year we'll be in square two. So it's level, you know what I mean? We level up. True. So yes, Thanksgiving headed there. Really excited to eat for sure. To see them and to eat, like, oh my God. She said they had macaroni. Some Christmas decor today around the house. You know, what the most that I was gonna do, the most that I'm gonna do, just because, you know, I have baby stuff placed specifically. Everything is in order, but I just don't like too much clutter. You know what I mean? I'm in an apartment, so I just more mindful of. We're dumbing down a couple of things. Can't believe that Christmas is here either. But what all of this really means is that Harlem Prince is on the way. Like, this is what it all means, is that my son will be here in exactly today, 6 weeks. Happy birthday, Mom. Today is also my mother's birthday. The crowd goes wild. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to her. My mother would have been 55 this year had she still been here with us. I spoke to my sister today, and, you know, I just bawled out crying. Like, I just was so emotional today when my dad was just like, say a prayer for your mom. And, you know, early this morning I've been crying, and I've just been a ball of emotion today. My sister called me just to say happy Thanksgiving and see how me and Harlem is doing, and I couldn't even, like, keep my composure. It was just that bad of the, like, extreme emotion of the day. From it being my mom's birthday, you know. I also just was, you know, really upset and saddened, you know, that, you know, the child of my father, you know, just really is just not even calling. You know what I mean? To even say happy Thanksgiving. We've actually spent Thanksgiving together, not this year, but 2 years ago, we had Thanksgiving together, and, you know, it's 2 years later, now we have a child, and he hasn't even called to say happy Thanksgiving or anything like that. So that was really hurtful, because you know what I said? I actually said to my sister, I said, I can't believe, you know, he hasn't called. I can't believe he, you know, and it's just like, I need to understand, number one, that I'm committed to my son. rejection, with every trial, with every no, with every person who's going to let you down, with all of that is included. Me committing to my child, this experience today that I felt of neglect and abandonment and like how could he live this hurtful, you know what I mean? This feeling that I felt that hurt really, really bad was a part of the commitment that I made the decision to do. So yes, I cried, and yes, it's going to be hard. A blessing, a bigger blessing on top of it all, on top of the pain, on top of the feeling alone and the feeling rejected and the feeling abandoned and not wanted and just alone. It was a bigger price. It was a bigger prize. It was a bigger blessing. And that's what I realized. What I realized in life is that life is a gamble. You will make decisions. You know what I mean? Like, not even have to, because I remember Sarah Jakes was just saying, like, having means that you think you can have any time. But when you actually hold on, there's a difference. She was saying, like, in the Greek, terminology have is like hold on. When you hold on to the commitment that you made and when you hold on to the decisions that you made, there are tribulations and there are trials and there are certain things that are not going to go your way that are going to come in the midst of it, in the process, in the journey, as you're on this road. There is a very high chance that Christmas, I could feel this very same way again. There is a high chance. I'm being honest. It is nothing that I can really, really do to ignore the fact that it might happen again. I might get sad again. I might get, you know what I mean? But there is a bigger blessing. And I really, really hope that you can resonate and understand that this is life. Life is a gamble. You have to, you are appointed to hold on to decisions that you make in your life and walk through those decisions, knowing that the emotions is going to come, those things in that nature are going to be there, but there is a bigger blessing on the other end and through your journey, whatever the journey is, whatever it is, there is a way bigger blessing that's on the other end. Yeah, guys, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for my blessing that's on the other side of the way that I have been feeling on today. You know, I'm excited for the blessing that God has for you as you're listening to this podcast. Today, Babisha, I'm so excited to, like, find time. You know what I mean? Or not even just, like, find time, but also make time to do my podcast again. Yeah. Instagram. You can find me at Naima Bennett for all hair products, all things hair. Shop Envy Hair Collection at NaimaBennett.com. Love you guys. Bye.